Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to The Balanced Stoic. Buckle up because today's episode is all about something that can really mess with your happiness. Managing expectations in relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly comparing your reality to some Instagram perfect fantasy? You know, the one where couples are always laughing, holding hands, and effortlessly solving problems over a candle at dinner. Yeah, we've all been there. But let's get real, folks. Relationships are messy, beautiful, challenging, and absolutely worth it. But they take work. And a big part of that work is understanding how to set realistic expectations. Because here's the truth, holding onto unrealistic expectations can lead to disappointment, frustration, and even resentment. It's like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole, it just doesn't work. So today, we're diving deep into this topic with 5 key takeaways that can help you navigate the often turbulent waters of relationships with more grace and understanding. First up, let's talk about self-awareness. Before you even think about setting expectations for your partner, take some time to reflect on your own needs, desires, and values. What are your non-negotiables? What are you willing to compromise on? By getting crystal clear on what matters most to you, you can communicate your needs effectively and set realistic boundaries. It's like building a house, you need a solid foundation before you start adding the walls. Number 2. Communication is key. Seriously, folks, talk to each other. Share your expectations openly and honestly with your partner, and actively listen to theirs. Remember, it's not about winning an argument, it's about understanding each other's perspectives and finding common ground. Think of it like a dance, you both need to be on the same page to move in sync. Thirdly, embrace flexibility. Life is unpredictable, and so are relationships. Sometimes things won't go as planned, and that's okay. Be willing to adjust your expectations when necessary and remember that compromise is essential for a healthy relationship. It's like riding a bike, you have to be able to adapt to the bumps in the road and keep moving forward. Now, let's talk about appreciation. Take time to acknowledge and appreciate the good things in your relationship. Express gratitude for your partner's efforts, big and small. Remember, focusing on the positive can help shift your perspective and foster a sense of contentment. Think of it like watering a plant, you need to nourish the relationship with kindness and affection to keep it thriving. And finally, remember that growth takes time. Building a strong, fulfilling relationship is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourselves and each other, celebrate your successes, learn from your challenges, and keep striving towards mutual happiness. Think about a time when you might have had unrealistic expectations in a relationship, maybe for how often you'd see each other, or what your partner would do for you. You know, those moments where things didn't quite live up to the fantasy you had built in your head. How did that make you feel? Probably disappointed, frustrated, maybe even angry. Well, let me tell you, I've been there too. There was this time when I was dating someone and I had this idea of what our weekend dates would be like: fancy dinners, romantic walks by the beach, deep conversations under the stars. But reality hit hard. We ended up having takeout on the couch while binge watching a cheesy TV show. It wasn't exactly the fairy tale I'd imagined. At first, I was bummed. But then I realized something. Sometimes, the most genuine and meaningful moments happen in the unexpected places. That night, laughing over terrible dialogue with someone who truly made me feel comfortable was actually more special than any staged romantic dinner could have been. It taught me a valuable lesson. Expecting things to go according to plan can sometimes rob you of the joy of the present moment. Be open to spontaneity, embrace the little moments, and remember that true connection comes from being authentically present with each other. So, what are we taking away today? First, get real about your expectations both for yourself and your partner. Communicate openly, be flexible, show appreciation, and remember that relationships are a journey, not a destination. And most importantly, don't let unrealistic expectations overshadow the beauty of genuine connection. Keep it balanced, keep it real, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Don't forget to share your thoughts on this one, drop me a comment or send me a message. I love hearing from you guys.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.